You're listening to SBS News.
The Holden EK drives down the narrow road. Red peers out the window. An odometer turns. A dusty tyre spins.
That's an extract from the Australian movie Red Dog, about a famous Australian Kelpie. It's a version specifically made for blind and vision impaired people, providing an audio description of what's taking place in the film, describing elements such as action and facial expressions for those who can't see them. Bruce Maguire's a policy advisor with Vision Australia, one of the organisations that wants mandatory audio description on Australian television.
It can be turned off or on, so it doesn't interfere with the program for people who don't want it. But for people who are blind or have low vision, it provides information that is not otherwise available, and which basically means that we're just not able to enjoy television in the same way, or the rest of the community. And as television becomes more important, the more we aren't able to participate in that experience, the more that we miss out on.
New Zealand, the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, Austria, Ireland, France, Switzerland, and other European countries have audio-described programming. An internet media service, Netflix, also provides it on some of its content. At the moment, there's no legislation in Australia making it compulsory for audio description to be included in free-to-air television. That's prompted Greens Senator Jordan Steele John to introduce the Broadcasting Services Amendment Audio Description Bill 2018 to the Senate this week. If passed, the bill would enable equal access to television for the 385,000 people in Australia who are blind or have low vision. Mr. Maguire says disability groups want the government to take action.
We want legislation that requires that all free-to-air television channels in Australia must provide 14 hours of audio description per week on their channels, and that's not a particularly onerous amount. It's less than what is provided in some other countries. It's become apparent to us over the last decade or so that without legislation, the broadcasting industry is simply not going to introduce audio description.
Senator Steele John says technology is available to easily implement audio description. He says the legislation provides a way forward for all political parties, and is calling for more political will to break down barriers preventing all Australians from enjoying television.
We've tried again and again with all sides of Parliament, and we've been knocked back. Walls have been put up. Phone calls have gone unanswered, emails unanswered. Working groups have been established, only to have their recommendations ignored. Trials have been commenced, only to have their recommendations go unimplemented. The great public broadcasting system of this nation, one of the prides of it, remains trapped within barriers to this community. Well, that ends today with this piece of legislation.
Former Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes says former and current politicians have actively excluded blind and vision impaired people by not passing legislation. He says just last year, when television licence fees were renegotiated, the government could have included audio description in that deal but chose not to. Mr. Innes says he's experienced firsthand the personal impact of audio description when it was trialled for 13 weeks by the ABC in 2012.
I couldn't believe how much my life changed. I hadn't realised what I didn't have until I actually got it. Maureen and I started to watch movies together, cuddled on the couch. I started being present at family TV nights. I curled up in bed in my hotel room after a long day of travel when I was working at the Human Rights Commission, and enjoyed a glass of wine with Franny Fisher on my phone. I wasn't excluded anymore. And the warmth that gave me and the way that it changed my life was frankly nothing short of astounding.
Various reports show the 2012 ABC audio description trial estimated that 14 hours of audio described material per week would cost approximately $750,000 per year in 2012, at the time representing a quarter of the ABC's annual captioning budget. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.